My message is I want to bring a style of leadership that develops relationships with policymakers and finding solutions for farmers while we are focusing on what we were built to do, and that's be the voice of American agriculture.
What kind of reception do you get whenever you go out to the other states?
Oh, it's been warm. You know, people tell me, says, you know, I ask them, so what do I need to do to win this election? They say, just be zippy. And I love people, and I especially love farmers, and I'm very passionate about agriculture.
You know, I don't care where you're at in the role of politics. Obviously, people say, well, you know, you've got other folks out there running for the same position. But the thing of it is, you all are trying to do the same thing, no matter who your opponents are.
You know, someone asked me about the other candidates. I'm honored to be among the names that I'm among. They're fine individuals. All of us would do a good job. This is not me running against someone else. This is us offering our type of leadership skills, and they're all good.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about you and your campaign, where can they find more information?
ZippyDuval.com, or they can follow me on Twitter and Facebook.
Now, a total of four candidates are running for AFBF president. Along with Duval are Indiana Farm Bureau's Don Vilwalk, Arizona Farm Bureau's Kevin Rogers, and current AFBF vice president and Oregon Farm Bureau's president, Barry Beshew. You can visit annualconvention.fb.org to learn more about the American Farm Bureau's annual convention and IDEA Ag Trade Show. It's coming up January 8th through 11th in Orlando, Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.